The Box, a Gwen Morgana fanfic by Mia Kuhn, read by Sophie Nisba. Morgana is 100% certain that salmon should not be that shade, but she supposes if the fish isn't burnt, there's not much else to do with it. She's considering flipping it over, or maybe putting some more lemon on it to hide any flavor that betrays the fact it is nowhere near pink, and perhaps Gwen won't notice, when she hears a crash and a loud, "Ow!" And then more quietly, in Gwen's smooth voice, "Shit." Morgana leaves the fish on the cooker and strides through the hallway to their flat to find her girlfriend on the floor, covered in boxes. She gives herself 1 second to make sure Gwen's not injured and then barely contains a snort. "Are you all right?" "I was looking for the boning knife," Gwen says miserably, and lets Morgana help her to her feet. "The boxes attacked me," she says, letting out a breath of frustrated air. Morgana leans in to kiss a favored freckle on Gwen's nose and smiles warmly. "I'm sure they did. You should never speak to them again. That'll show them." Gwen curls her lip in a way that means she might be embarrassed, and then turns toward the cupboard. "What's that?" "Hmm?" Morgana leans in and tries to see what Gwen's looking at. "Oh, God," she laughs when she sees the plain box labeled Bitch Toys. "I forgot that was in there." Gwen gives her a rather indecipherable look, and Morgana shrugs. "Just some sex stuff Kara and I used to use." "Ew." Gwen crinkles her nose, and Morgana is sure she's trying not to look entirely displeased by the situation. "Not anything like that. Well, actually..." Morgana doesn't really remember what's in the box. She hooks an arm over Gwen's shoulder and drags her closer towards her. "I completely forgot, what with all the you moving in here and lighting up my entire life business." "Why didn't you get rid of it when you and she were done?" Gwen is giving Morgana a measuring look. It's not particularly jealous, at least not overtly. More like she's waiting for Morgana's answer to decide on if it's worth it to be jealous. "Just forgot it was in there," Morgana shrugs, because that's the truth. Throughout the vibrators and other accoutrements, she makes the last word into a laugh, but Gwen's mouth is twisted in a way that doesn't look like she's impressed. Morgana sighs and kisses Gwen's temple, then brushes her lips so that they slide over Gwen's cheek. She gives her bum a reassuring pat as she drops her arm. "We can always bin it, or you can look through and be dreadfully suspicious of all the things in my previous girlfriend's sex life. I hold no judgment." "I'm not," Gwen starts, bites her lip, and then eyes the box carefully. "You wouldn't mind if I snuck a peek?" "Not in the slightest, love." Morgana has nothing really to hide. "Though you may have to ask me what a few things are, and oh shit, I left the oven on." Morgana darts out of the room, leaving Gwen with a pursed mouth and a curious expression, to find the salmon, not pink, not gray, but definitely and forever charred and black. Morgana sighs and wonders if she can get away with calling it smoked. She shakes her head, takes the pan off the heat, turns off the stove, and grabs the takeaway menu. Later, when they're eating peanut pad Thai and Morgana is doing her best to make all of her slurping noises sound as illicit as possible, Gwen stares at her food and says, "You and Kara did a lot of stuff, didn't you?" "Like what?" Morgana licks a bit of sauce off her thumb and twists her chopsticks into her noodles. "Oh, God, you didn't look in the box, did you, Gwen?" "You said it was all right." Gwen bites her lip and looks to the side toward some invisible source of comfort, Morgana supposes, that Gwen always seems to draw her attention towards when there's some topic of conversation she's not really comfortable with. "You're way too vanilla to look at that stuff. Kara and I were..." Morgana thinks of 6 words at once, and none of them seem to quite sum it up, or seem the least bit reassuring to whom Morgana is completely certain is the love of her life. "We were completely fucked, Gwen. I don't need all that nonsense with you." "A lot of nonsense," Gwen says softly and frowns. She looks at Morgana with guileless eyes. I'm not boring you, am I?" "God, no!" Morgana puts her noodles aside. "I could have you anywhere, and it's 10 times better than some nipple clamp." Morgana can always tell when Gwen is blushing, even if it doesn't show on her skin overtly. Gwen ducks her head and bites her lip and looks up, almost coquettish, and Morgana wants to have her right there on the couch. Is that what that was? Morgana laughs, puts her food to the side, and crawls over to Gwen, her hands sliding up her sides. Gwen, Gwen, Gwen. Did you even know what those were? I'm very aware of the double-headed dildo, Gwen says, a bit primly, before smiling and leaning back to allow Morgana better access to straddle her. Yes, extensive research on that one, Morgana agrees, and pinches Gwen's nipple before nipping at her neck. Anything else give you trouble? You had a lot of handcuffs and leather. Gwen's voice is slightly hesitant. Morgana pulls back, her thighs still around Gwen's waist, and frowns. Kara was into that stuff. Are you? Gwen's eyes are wide, and she's pressing her lips together again. My life doesn't depend on it, Morgana says seriously, trying not to picture Gwen in any of the get-ups. She'd look great in leather, and the handcuffs especially. But Morgana knows that's not Gwen's thing, and she doesn't need or want to push. That's not what I asked. Gwen lets out an annoyed sigh and pulls her legs until they're out from under Morgana, who flops back uselessly on the other side of the couch. Morgana leans up against the back of the couch and watches Gwen pick up her food and push it around with her fork. Our sex life is anything but lacking, Morgana points out. But Gwen just shrugs. I am into a lot of those things, Gwen. That's why I've got my clit pierced. But I don't have to do all of them all the time. Which ones do you miss? Gwen says, and eyes Morgana expectantly. Which ones in the box did you not mind? Morgana answers back. Gwen narrows her eyes at Morgana and enrolls them. I don't know. I've never done most of those things. One of them looked like what you might wear with chaps, and then there were hairbrushes. She frowns suddenly and looks at Morgana. Do I want to know what you did with hairbrushes? Morgana laughs, trying to picture what Gwen is picturing. All that comes to mind is the ridiculous image of her brushing Kara's pubic hair. It doesn't seem sexy in the slightest, but makes her laugh harder. She clears her throat and pulls up her knee to rest her arm on. Spanking. Oh. Gwen stares at her food and takes a bite. Sorry I couldn't be more exciting in that realm. It's fine, I just couldn't figure it out. I thought that's what the paddles might have been for. You had a lot of stuff for... Gwen slurps a noodle. That. Morgana reaches over to brush some hair from Gwen's face before it gets into the noodles. Our sex life is not dull. I am offended that you are even implying as much and going to ravage you the second you're done eating to prove otherwise. Gwen looks at Morgana for a long moment and puts her noodles down and fights a smile. Morgana leaps at her. Morgana, Gwen asks a few weeks later, shifting from foot to foot as Morgana skims the financial section of the newspaper on a lazy Sunday. Yes, Gwen. Morgana doesn't look up from the stock quotes until Gwen says, I'd like you to spank me. Morgana puts the newspaper down, crumples it really with a crackling noise, and stares up at Gwen. Pardon? I've been thinking about it. Gwen nods to herself, and I think I wouldn't mind it. Oh God, is this the box again? Morgana takes off her reading glasses and throws them on the coffee table, chucking the ruined newspaper with them. You've been thinking about that stupid thing for this long? Gwen narrows her eyes and looks a bit determined, frustrated, and slightly, ironically, like she wants to give Morgana a smack. It's something you liked and shared with Kara, obviously from the amount of stuff you enjoyed it. I just don't. What gives you the impression that I wasn't the one getting spanked? Morgana raises an eyebrow and tries not to smirk. Gwen just raises an eyebrow back at her. You do smack my bum a lot. You have a lovely bum, Morgana agrees. And, Gwen continues, her voice wavering shyly, I don't mind that. Good. Morgana shifts a little and eyes Gwen expectantly, because there could be backing out at any moment, and she'd be fine with it, because she wants Gwen to be comfortable. But if she goes too far, she's just going to be a tease. Morgana would very much not like to think about how much she wants Gwen across the arm of their large, hideous leather chair, swinging a leather paddle through the air until it lands on the perfect curve of her arse and makes that wonderful cracking noise. Because Morgana loves and adores Gwen, but Gwen usually isn't into the crazier side of life. She'd freaked at Morgana's piercing the first time she'd seen it, and Morgana is perfectly happy the way they are now. I think it would be sort of the same, except, Gwen waves her hand, more. Morgana sighs and rests her hands on her thighs. Gwen, you don't have to prove anything to me. I'm not. Gwen steps closer. I want you to. Now, Morgana raises her eyebrows and stares at Gwen, seeing her girlfriend in a new light. They don't even have to do anything. She could just drag her forward and have her on the floor from that determined look on Gwen's face alone. Gwen nods once and flops her hands at her sides so they smack ominously against her jeans. Morgana lets out a breath. All right, but we need a safe word. Like what? Gwen smiles brightly, pleased at having gotten her own way, even if her own way is a sore bottom. Morgana snorts. Something we wouldn't say during sex. Because she plans on having sex with Gwen very quickly after this whole business is either done with or advanced to where Morgana can't even dare to hope it'll go. Gwen frowns, thoughtful, for a moment before her lips quirk, and she says, "Penis." Morgana laughs and really wants to just have Gwen on the floor. "Are you sure you don't want to just shag? Because I need you right now." "No," Gwen bites her lip and looks at Morgana's lap expectantly. Morgana takes that for the answer it is and tries to ignore the flip in her stomach and the way her knickers are completely soaked from Gwen's excitement at this. It's all very likely to change once they get started, and Morgana has to steel herself for that. She arranges herself on the couch and pulls Gwen forward by her belt loop until her knees are knocking against the edge of the couch. Morgana carefully undoes Gwen's button and slowly pulls down her zipper. "Oh, the white cotton knickers, you rabid schoolgirl," Morgana teases as she tugs Gwen's jeans down to her knees until Gwen steps out of them. Gwen folds her lips into a bashful sort of face and shrugs. The fact that she planned it makes it all the more satisfying to tug the knickers down over the soft skin of her thighs and watch as Gwen steps out of those too. Once the knickers are off, Morgana pats her lap and waits until Gwen folds over it. Her legs are hanging over the side of the couch, and Morgana pulls the pillow for Gwen to rest on the couch itself. Morgana then angles Gwen's bum so it's tipped over her right thigh and up into the air. "Still with me?" she asks. Gwen gives her a thumbs up. Morgana laughs once and smacks Gwen right on the curve of her right arse cheek. Gwen giggles. "You hit like a girl." "A challenge, eh?" Morgana laughs, and then the next hit is harder, causing a sharp intake of breath on Gwen, and she rocks her hips forward against Morgana's thighs. Morgana steadies Gwen with her left hand on the small of her back. "Remember, penis," she says, and smacks even harder this time on the bend of Gwen's arse cheek, right above her thigh. Gwen makes a little yelp, which is all too satisfying and far more perfect than Morgana could have pictured, so she smacks her there again, and then three more times, so that Gwen moans and squirms on her lap. "Would you prefer if I lectured you about something to make this really authentic?" Morgana says, bringing her hand down to slap at Gwen's upper thigh. Gwen lets out a hitch of breath, and her fingers tighten on the cushion she's resting on. She doesn't respond, though, so Morgana smacks three times on the right cheek, hearing the slapping noise and watching how the skin there flattens out and shakes until it lies in rest again. Morgana's hand is redder than Gwen's arse, which is to be expected, but she can see the faint darkening of Gwen's skin there, where the hand lands. "You did ruin my paper," Morgana says, trying to keep things light, so that Gwen can pull out of it at any moment and it won't completely destroy Morgana in the process. "I was enjoying that." "Then you should," Gwen says, and it stutters as Morgana spanks her with a sweeping blow that stings her hand. "Harder," Gwen finishes and buries her head in her arms. Morgana complies and also adds faster to the mix, enjoying the way Gwen simultaneously tries to rock away from each swing and also lifts her hips up in anticipation of it. Her stomach is pressing warmth into Morgana's legs. Morgana tries to keep her breathing even so she can measure each smack and slap to Gwen's arse, making sure it's even in places, and so that later, when this is done, Morgana can see Gwen squirm as she tries to sit. It's close to how Morgana did it with old girlfriends, but not the same at all, because it's Gwen giving herself up to this. It's Gwen enjoying it. It's Gwen making hitched little noises and twisting her bare hips and trying to rub herself on Morgana's jeans. Morgana pushes Gwen's thighs apart and brings a tentative smack down on Gwen's wet entrance, causing her to gasp once. So Morgana smacks just slightly harder, and Gwen rocks back into it. Morgana smacks just one more time, and then Gwen whimpers a little. So Morgana pinches her clit and thrusts her fingers in. Morgana pulls Gwen up to rest on her knee so she can kiss her. Gwen responds with enthusiasm, her fingers tightening on Morgana's shoulders. Morgana lifts her knee and lets Gwen ride it, cupping her arse and enjoying the heat coming off the skin. Morgana continues to spank Gwen while bobbing her on her knee, kissing her, bringing her fingers down to stroke her there as well, until Gwen finally clenches down on Morgana's thigh and comes, gasping into Morgana's mouth. Morgana strokes Gwen's back and hair and just lets her ride out the after effects of her climax, uncomfortably aware of her own arousal and trying very hard to ignore it at the moment. Gwen is shaking when she finally lifts her head and stares at Morgana.
"Suppose I need to try the rest of that box, then," she says, sounding a little dazed.
Morgana kisses Gwen fiercely. The end.